Hello, bonjour, and welcome to CJRO News on CJRO Radio. I'm Candice Vitter, reporting from Ambra. Health officials are suggesting people get the flu shot and latest COVID shot now so that they have additional protection during the Christmas holidays. COVID numbers have risen substantially in the last few weeks and are expected to peak in late December or early January. Ontario's Chief Medical Officer of Health said the illness rate is considerably higher than the same time last year. The City of Ottawa has rejected staff's recommendation that forests be protected by having rural property owners within 2 kilometres of the urban boundary call staff before preparing land for farming. That distance has been changed to within 1 kilometre. The suggestion was first made after the outcry over the Taggart and AOO clear-cutting, which is claimed to be for farming but is expected to eventually benefit the Taywin subdivision. Last week, the Hunt Club Forest, a large stand of red pines near the airport, had been cut down, and the airport authority intends to develop the property and an entire forest in Russell Township on the east side of Boundary Road has been cleared. CJRO asked Russell Township Mayor Pierre Leroux about that property, and he said he verified with staff that the land was zoned agricultural, so he thinks it is being cleared for farming. Speaking of Taywin, the City of Ottawa released a memo saying the cost to service the Taywin community is approximately $618 million. That's $396 million for water and $222 million for wastewater, and in accordance with council direction, needs to be funded by the development. These costs include costs related to oversizing Taywin's infrastructure, which will benefit growth areas outside of Taywin's development, and the magnitude of which has prompted further discussions about how and who will finance these project costs because the cost is incurred in advance of development. There are several scams going around right now. One is companies that post on local community pages come to do duct cleaning, then claim ductwork is so dirty an extra $200 or $300 is needed to finish the job. The OPP have said multiple victims in the East Hawkesbury and Van Cleek Hill areas have been defrauded of deposit fees for snow removal ranging from $200 to $400 to a fake company. Another is a caller claiming to be with Bell Canada and offering a discount due to a recent CRTC decision, then asking to verify the account and email. This appears to be phishing. A new one is a post on Facebook saying your Facebook page is scheduled to be permanently deleted and the reason is supposedly violation of trademark rights. There is then an appeal form which may be submitted and which also appears to be phishing. Finally, the grandparent scam is going around again and AI is making it easier than ever to imitate a person's voice. Anyone getting those calls should check with the grandchild's parents directly to see what's going on. Do not send money. The Marionville Citizens Committee has launched a bilingual website to showcase the village of Marionville and provide essential information about the community. See it at marionville.org. The Russell Kin Club's Catch the Ace Lottery jackpot has already reached $57,000 in just a few weeks. The weekly prize is estimated at over $6,000. The Carlsbad Springs Optimist Club has partnered with Champagne Highland Dancers to offer 2 separate free dance classes to children in the community. Children must be registered before January 7th. Write to cluboptimistcarlsbad@gmail.com. The Geminid meteor shower is peaking this Wednesday night and early Thursday morning. The meteors can be seen streaking across any part of the sky. A dark sky spot is recommended. In ideal dark sky conditions, 100 to 150 meteors per hour can potentially be seen. Russell Township's waste collection calendar is out and can be downloaded at russell.ca/waste or pick up a hard copy at the Township Hall in Embrum. CJRO wants to report on the many newsworthy happenings in our area, so please send news ideas to newscjro@gmail.com by Monday mornings. Get the local news that matters to you anytime on cjroradio.com. Tune in to 107.7 or 107.9 FM or listen on the TuneIn and Radio Player Canada apps. I'm Candice Vetter for CJRO News. CJRO, last on the dial, first for local news.